3.7 Conversation 1. Marcus, you're late again. This cannot continue.
I know, Drew. I'm terribly sorry.
What was it this time?
It was my fault. My car broke down yesterday and I didn't get a chance to take it to the mechanic, so I had to take it in this morning.
I see.
I really do apologize. I regret what I did. I will work overtime today to make up for it.
That's a good idea. And please don't come late again.
I won't, I promise.
Conversation 2. Lola, why weren't you at the meeting this morning?
Oh, Jenny, I'm so sorry about not coming. I'll read through the minutes of the meeting and email everyone my feedback.
I'm afraid that's not good enough. You really missed a lot of important information about the new product launch, and I don't know how we can catch you up.
I feel terrible. You see, my daughter was sick, and I had to take her to the doctor.
I understand, but next time you really must let us know.
Of course, it was my fault. Please accept my apologies.
Don't worry about it. Let's meet up this afternoon and we'll go throughout all the important points.
Thanks, Jenny. I'd really appreciate that.
Conversation 3. Mr. Davies, I'd like to apologize. I still haven't finished that report from last month.
That is completely unacceptable. We have a board meeting at 2 p.m. today and we need to present the report to them.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you need to find a way to finish it before the meeting.
Absolutely. I'll work through lunch and I'll have the report on your desk by 1 p.m. at the latest.
I should think so. And please don't miss a deadline again. We set these deadlines for a reason and we cannot afford to miss them.
I understand. Please accept my apologies.